Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hey, Fidelity. What's it cost to invest with the Fidelity app?
Start with as little as $1 with no account fees or trade commissions on U.S. stocks and ETFs.
That's music to my ears.
I can only talk.
Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Zero account fees apply to retail brokerage accounts only. Sell order assessment fee not included. A limited number of ETFs are subject to a transaction-based service fee of $100. See full list at fidelity.com/commissions. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
With a detailed agent directory you won't find anywhere else, Homes.com is the only place to find the in-depth info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Looking for a listing agent's contact info? We've got it. The agent with the most sales in your price range? Easy. Specialized agents with all the up-to-date info on your dream neighborhood? We'll know them. A Pisces who enjoys long walks on the beach? You've got other sites for that. Homes.com. Bing-dong. We've done your homework.
2 o'clock, and you know what that means.
Hey, man!
It's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo, breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute.
That's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew. Fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah.
Carl Dukes.
You're not listening.
And Mike Bell.
Give me a freaking break.
Are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing. We've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Just state your source.
Atlanta, we got a lot going on. We got a lot going on, man. That guy, that's Trae Young, may be on his way out of town. We got a quarterback that's restructured. What it maybe means he might be back. We've got a GM and a coach's search going on. Mike and I were just talking about the whole thing may be even more convoluted than it was before. Atlanta, we are Dukes and Bell. We start off every day and every hour by saying, "Hey, man." We got a lot going on. Oh, and by the way, the portal is just bananas.
Oh, jeez.
I mean, it's just everything right now, Big O, Day-Day, Mike and I were just outside, like, talking to ourselves, amongst ourselves, and going, man, there's just a lot of stuff happening. So,
All at once.
And with that said, we got a big show for you. Dave Archer's going to stop by. We're going to talk with Connor Riley from Dog Nation. He'll get us caught up on the latest with the portal, with the dogs, and all the latest with the college football news coming up in the 4 o'clock hour. But this Kirk Cousins thing, Mike, it's so funny, because Mike asked him about this when we talked to him. Was it a month ago now, maybe?
Yeah, just about.
You asked the question about coming back. Do you want to come back? Do you want to return? Would you be willing? His answer to us was that is a
February conversation.
That's a February conversation. Right. All right. You got it, Day-Day? Can we play that for our listeners? Because this was about a month ago. And so with all due respect, Mike and I, we shook our heads. All right, Kirk, we understand you don't want to answer that.
Right.
But this is something the Falcons have to get worked out. So today, as we start the show, Falcon fans, this is a sidebar to the coach's search and the GM. Cousins agrees to modify the final 2 years on his contract. What does this mean?
What does this mean?
Okay. Because that is what Falcon fans want to know. They're going, wait a minute, why would you do this? Because listen, we said, Mike, he was in a position of power. What he could have easily said is, you guys pay me.
Right.
Or you cut me and you take the cap hit. Either way, I'm in a win-win situation because I'm going to go somewhere else. But when they come to this agreement, and now he has modified the final 2 years of his contract, my belief, Mike's belief is he's setting himself up to return, okay? Even if they release him, he comes back, Mike, and then the deal is done, and it helps the Falcons. It also helps Kirk Cousins to return maybe to being a starter.
Right.
With that said, this was his comment to us. This is what we were talking about when Mike asked the question.
Yeah, I mean, I think
February and March questions are great in February and March. I think you have to ask it now if this is your job, you got to do it. But yeah, I think those are questions to talk about in February or March. And I tell Mike this, but like his best football is ahead of him, and he's got a lot to look forward to. I think Falcons fans have a lot to look forward to with Mike as the quarterback. And so, I remember watching Robert Griffin. He, I believe, was early January, tore his ACL, and started week one. Adrian Peterson tore his ACL on Christmas Eve and then ran for 2,000 yards the next year. So there have been a lot of examples of guys who, they have the injury, they come back, and not only come back, but they come back better than ever. And so I think that Mike's got a lot to look forward to.
So that was Kirk Cousins. Do you want Kirk Cousins back? We've all said this, and can we all admit now, after the last 5 or 6 weeks, Mike, he's just better right now than Michael Penix?
Right. Look, the Penix, and guys, we get so many folks get so fired up over this, don't say that about Michael Penix Jr. We don't know what he is yet. There's some good, some bad, and quite honestly, some ugly all happened the last year, the last 14 games that he played. So let's just keep it real, guys. Let's be objective.
Keep it real.
When real goes wrong. No, I mean, Cousins is probably a guy, and Carl brought this up a few weeks ago, or last week, should have just had an open competition, should have let bygones be bygones, people like me in our bag about what Kirk said or didn't say about his injury status, whatever. He was more prepared and better, and worked better with Zach Robinson, too. That's another thing. Zach's in over his head with a young quarterback. So, yes, this is a better option for us, and this makes this gap year a little more, I got to be honest, this is now a little more tangible. You can see some success because we got the pieces. There are going to be some decisions made about some of the roster. But, hey, I know the first-round pick is gone. So what? The first-round pick's one of the best rookies in the league.
Yeah, James Pierce Jr.
I'm excited. That's why I think D-Led was a little bit off base when he said that, oh, man, it's two more losing seasons.
Calm down.
In the worst division in football? That's why I think Steve Weiss, and you'll hear what Steve had to say from NFL Network, is more on point.
I agree. 404-726-0929. You want him back. Understand what our quarterback situation is right now. I absolutely do. And now that he's been willing to modify his deal, all right, which is going to save us money and allow us some flexibility with the cap, you guys know how I feel about the cap. If you don't, let me explain it to you. I don't care about it. I've never cared because at the end of the day, you sign who you want to sign, guys get restructured, you keep who you want to keep, and you let go who you want to let go. That's my opinion on the cap in the NFL. We all get caught up in it because we feel like it's going to hamper our team from not being able to do certain things. It did when we kicked the can down the road with Matt Ryan, mm-hmm. Mike, 3 years in a row, and then we got to 2020 and didn't have any money to spend, and then we knew where we were. This is not that. This is a different situation. So I do want him back. I do think this is a good situation for him. He could become a free agent by March 13th. That's the start of the new league year. But at the end of the day, this gives both our team the option to bring him back, and certainly it gives Kirk Cousins, Mike, an opportunity to have some flexibility in what he wants to do. We want to know what you guys think. And by the way, if you go, hell no, I want to go Penix, I don't care if he's not ready, or I want to go get somebody, fine. Who is it that you want to go get? Yeah. Because right now the quarterback market stinks.
Yeah, I mean, you want to roll out here with Russell Wilson, Mr. Unlimited? I mean, look, guys, I get it. There's a bunch of quarterbacks that are out there that everybody has got their vision or their mindset set on this guy. There's a lot of Justin Fields out there. There's a lot of guys that are Justin Fields. And that means they're not going to be the answer. So why not roll the dice with Cousins for one more year, and then you can figure it out. Then you can draft it. Now, again, I know people are going to go, you can't get a quarterback into Desmond Ridder was the one try to do it mid-round. It didn't work. I get that.
Yeah.
Maybe there will be somebody in the second round this year. Maybe they wait. Maybe they wait. Now, the other option is, do you want a guy like Mac Jones? You got to give something up. 49ers are going to be sitting for a second rounder on
that.
Yeah, just give it away.
Yeah.
And do you even buy Mac Jones,
With the right coach.
Kubiak. And now, if you get a Clint Kubiak with a Mac Jones, that's West Coast right there.
Yeah, with the right coach. 404-726-0929. We'll take your thoughts. Day-Day, let's get a couple phone calls in here. Because now this is another decision that needs to be made that we're not really focused on right now because this coach thing is front and center. This GM thing is front and center. This president of football ops is front and center. So we're not focused on it, but it's a big decision that needs to be made, and I think Kirk Cousins just made it a lot easier for the Falcons. Meanwhile, Mike, let's get our listeners caught up with the Matt Ryan situation because it's been perceived, and I said this to you guys yesterday. Everybody's just jumping down the road and saying he's going to get announced. He's going to get announced Thursday. Well, apparently, he hadn't even been interviewed. He's expected to be interviewed for this president of football ops role later this week. Well, it's Tuesday. We've told you that we're going to go to a press conference with Arthur Blank on Thursday. Mike, it doesn't feel like they're going to introduce Matt Ryan on Thursday.
No, I mean, we'd like that. I know you guys want it all yesterday. We want to know. I mean, you want to hear that we've already locked up Clint Kubiak. Now, again, you got the Rooney rule, so you got to play by the rules. Minority candidates must be interviewed from all the different positions. So, Matt Ryan, I get it. Now, I just tweeted out, and the guy's like, what do you think Matt Ryan can do? I don't know, but I would like to see one vision. I think Matt knows football, and I'm betting that Matt could be more in the John Lynch category, okay? And then we don't need a GM. Make him the team president and the GM. That's one less cook in the kitchen. One less guy to butt heads with. The coach then responds. Let's be honest, Carl. Coach takes care of the X's and O's. Matt Ryan's responsible for putting the team on the field.
I'm all right with that. Streamline is good.
Less is more.
That's right. Streamline is good. Although I do like this new reporting structure as Arthur Blank has laid out. But as I said to Mike, does it feel like this is more convoluted now? And the reason I'm saying that is because is this going to be, and let's just assume Matt gets this job, mm-hmm. okay? All right, let's just assume. Is this Matt's vision or is this the GM vision, the GM's vision that comes in here? And if it is, then, you know, who's getting the credit? Now, you're going to say that don't matter as long as we win. It doesn't until you win. Everybody wants their due. So if this thing gets turned around, Mike, and all of a sudden we become a championship caliber team, which I think is very possible, D-led, then is it, hey, Matt Ryan's the guy, he's the catalyst behind it, or is it the new general manager? And, oh, by the way, they've requested interviews with a bunch of different guys. I don't want to say there's a front runner because they've not spoken to any of these guys yet. This is the process. But there are names that feel, Mike, like, okay, he might have an edge over another guy. And one of those guys we mentioned yesterday is Ian Cunningham from the Bears.
Right. The guy says, what are you? You hear us talking about it yesterday. What's Ian Cunningham? By the way, can I just ask one question?
Yeah.
Without sounding like a jerk,
yeah.
11 minutes into the show. Do you guys not know how Wikipedia works? I mean, if you see a name, Oren, am I wrong on this? I'm not saying that Carl and I know you're very busy. You turn to Carl and I for your sports takes and Andy and Randy and Steak and everybody. But you can go look at Wikipedia and you'll see his bio. Oh, he worked for Ozzie Newsome for 7 years. Oh, he worked for Howie Roseman with the Eagles. Oh, he's been part of the Bears turnaround. That's Ian Cunningham. That's who he is. And that's why he would be attractive to many teams as a GM.
He's put in the work. I mean, like at the end of the day, you want guys that come from successful organizations, hopefully. But you also want guys who have maybe been multiple places. That matters to me. I don't necessarily like guys who have been one place, Mike, and then they think whatever they know, that'll work wherever they go. When you go
like coming
places,
from the Patriots,
correct,
which was almost worked for us.
Well, yeah, correct, but how many times did it? All those guys left, and you can count on one hand how many of those executives ultimately had monster success. Guys that have been multiple places, you see how to do it different ways. I like that. I don't know if he's the front runner, but his name to me feels like, all right, that's a guy that there may be more interest in. 404-726-0929. Lots going on today, guys. This hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys brighten your year. Let's go to JR in the car. JR wants to talk about this Kirk Cousins situation. Do you want Kirk Cousins back? He has new information. He has agreed to modify the final 2 years of his contract with the Falcons. JR, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Hey, fellas. Hey, man. How
hey,
you
man.
Guys doing?
Good.
Well, I know Mike will like this. You just talking about wise guys. It looked like the Latanza hit that Arthur Blank put on everybody's final level with, you know, we find the guys in a meat truck. We find the guys in a dumpster. You know, so that money got kicked back over to Arthur Blank. And it looked like Kirk survived the hit, man. It looked like he's going to be part of this Falcons crime family. Of course I would want Kirk back. But the reason why I want him back, if you think about it, man, all the guys that we have been interviewing, well, linked to interview, and I'm hoping it's Kubiak, they've worked with Kirk before. And my dream head coaching or dream coaching position would be to bring in Kubiak, and if Stefanski doesn't get a head coaching job,
yeah.
maybe you kick him over a little bit, a couple more million to be the OC to make Kirk comfortable, and then hopefully if Michael Penix comes back to training camp, you know, it can be a quarterback competition, and I think that's the best way to go. But kudos to what Blank did. Kudos to Matt being a part of the front office now, and also kudos to Kirk taking that pay cut, man, and hopefully that'll help us all be competitive, man.
Right,
you guys are the best in the business, man. Hey. I shut up and listen.
Hey, man, thanks, brother. Now, the only thing is there's two options with this. Folks feel that, hey, this is simply just the Falcons buying some time until that, you know, the NFL league year starts, and that this is just simply to mitigate the cap hit and Kirk will be gone. Others say maybe there's an opportunity. And again, that's why I said buy some time.
Yeah. When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus. With customizable tools and charts you can access across all your devices. Try our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Maybe they go one of two ways. Maybe he does come back.
Yeah. I feel like he's setting himself up if he wants to do that, and that's good. But if they let him go, it's also he's in a great spot. JR, you're on your game, man. Let me mention this, and we talked a little bit about this yesterday. The Stefanski thing, I know everybody goes, man, the Browns are terrible. The owner screwed him. Kevin Stefanski is a really good coach,
right,
and he knows Kirk Cousins well. I like that idea.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Introducing Fidelity Trader Plus, the next generation of advanced trading from Fidelity. Customize your tools and charts and access them seamlessly across desktop, web, and mobile. For faster trades anywhere you go, try the all-new Fidelity Trader Plus. Learn more about our most powerful trading platform yet at fidelity.com/trader plus. Investing involves risk, including risk of loss. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC. Member NYSE, SIPC.
Homes.com is the only place where you can find specialized neighborhood guides with the in-depth insider info home shoppers want. Very in-depth info. Want to know if there's homes for sale in the area? We've got it. How long has a home been on the market? We'll know it. Average lot size? Proximity to local parks? Of course. Insight into your neighbor's divorce? We're working on it. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
At Graybar, we know your time is money. That's why our services go beyond parts and products. With kitting, pre-assembly, wire carts, and Graybar smart reels that keep you moving. We stage materials and manage logistics so you can spend less time sorting and more time installing. And with locations nationwide, we deliver when and where you need it, working to make your job easier every step of the way. Yep, Graybar does that.